1st of July 2019. We are going to change now for some days the normal rhythm, and there will be some reflections which should help us on our way with Christ. Today the first one, the true simplicity. The true simplicity is very important if we understand this simplicity in the right way. That does not mean that we say all things are simple and we have no differentiation any longer. No, the true simplicity means, in the essence, that we see all things from the perspective of God, and then that all things become the right place in our life. And it's the Holy Spirit who teaches this, that all will come in the right order, as well our inner life, as well our life in the world. A life in the order of the Holy Spirit will be simple, will have simplicity, because it comes from above, from the Lord, and all will be brought back to the Lord. So we have an inner unity of our life. It's not a life which is contradictory. A lot of elements with all their own dynamic. No, this life is concentrated from one point. We as Christians, as Catholics, who really want to follow the Lord, we will say the whole life is dedicated to do the will of God. So, in this point of view, it starts to get very unique, very clear, very simple. Of course, there are difficulties on this way, especially when people are complicated. They are not free inside, and they have a lot of different complexes or a lot of feelings, and they cannot give the real answer to the right situation because of those feelings, of those complexes. And there, the situation starts to get very complicated. They are in danger to make a trauma out of the circumstances. And also the most simple works seem to be like a big problem. There are also some people who think that the complicated things are very deep, but they do not understand that in the order of God, the things which are higher are less complicated. They are easier in the way of a good simplicity. So let us give as an example to follow Christ. As higher this way is, or as deeper you could also say, it starts to get more simple, not more complicated. Because the aim of the spiritual life is that we are united with God in love and truth. So if the love is growing each day, and it should be like this, then we come closer to our destination. We will understand God better, and God can much easier give us His guidance and His leading. All will be easier through love, because this love will be a strong motivation inside of us, like we had, for example, St. Paul, what we meditated last days. And we want to do all because of this love. Nothing is difficult if you love God, said a wonderful saint called Anna de Guigné. But there are some people who are not asking for the truth. They are asking more what is interesting. They have a lot of reflections and thoughts, and they like to follow errors is they seem to have a certain kind of interest. And they have very complicated illusions. They are following the multitude of errors. If you do not ask for the truth, which is only one, then it's clear that we will be in the room of errors. And there are a lot of countless errors. It can also happen that these people have like a complicated life insight. And it starts to get complicated and more complicated because you are always busy with your own ideas and your own illusions. And as before, you think this is something like a very interesting thing, it's a very deep thing, it's a very high thing. But in reality, it's not like this. So we can see two elements how our life can enter in the holy simplicity. We have to look for real love and real truth. St. Augustine, he gave us a wonderful sentence. He said, love and do what you want. And this puts our life on a very clear direction. If you love, but we have to say true love, and if this is the motivation of all our actions, then we know always what we have to do. It's not the place now to reflect what we have to do that we realize it. Now it's a moment only to understand that this principle, love and truth, will bring our life in a unity and make it, in a holy way, simple. The same direction is with the truth. If we ask for the truth, and the Lord likes this because He Himself is the truth, then we have a very clear principle and we are directed to the truth and our life will be very concentrated. So it's not the multitude of possibilities which are attracting us. No, we ask what is true, what is the truth, what is the right thing at the right place in this or that situation. We will continue tomorrow.
Te glorificamos.